Schluss auf den Morgen. Chazor Mukta. The goal is to go through the Sugis Bekitzer, focus on Shulchan Aruch, Bataz, Magarvon, Mishmur Bialocha, and the Shavit Siyam. Mishmur starts off the Akdama over here. What's the reason behind the Yisayda Mukta? So he has three reasons from the Rambam and one reason from the Ravid. The Rambam brings down because on Shabbos a person based upon the Vim should not have a special walking on Shabbos be different than Mechol. The Dibur should be different also. Kavachimah, the way a person acts and carries things on Shabbos should be different than the way you Mechol. If not, you be mevatel the issur l'man yinuach. That's the first reason. The second reason, the simple reason is if you carry things that are kli issur, you end up leading to the act of muksa, of doing issur. A third reason is people who are tayolim, who are bottle, who do not do anything specific on Shabbos, to show that Shabbos is different, to make it nikkur that you're doing a shviso, he doesn't do the act of mevatel muksa. A third reason, fourth reason, the Ravid's reason, k'mar gemara mafurish that way, is that mitzad gedo otto itzah. Therefore, we do not carry muksa otto itzah. The Beis Yosef ends off the Akdama after being down these reasons. For us, tovin yiras Hashem das kedushim timtza. Maybe the oven. Sif Aleph, we have the sugya via muksa machmas chesaron kis. The Makovitz Indian is a mission daf kulchav gimel beis brings down a case of all kelim a person can metaltal except for a big saw of a yesed shemachrisha. The Gemara brings down for other reasons. The Gedon Yisoyi to the Gemara Davka for Gimel Omel Aleph is that Akol Moidim Besichi Zayu Mizuri, those are tools either made for painting, says Rashi, or tools for weaving. Since the Kopot Alayu, or Miachalim Mokum, some person is Makbid and puts in a set place, therefore Mekatadas, Nechon the Gedon Chesaron Kis. Therefore the Mechabit built upon the Sugya starts off, Alochot number one, Kol Akilim Yitolim B'Shabbos. Explains the Mishnah, what does it mean, all can you take? That means if it's a case of a rock, it's not a kli, you cannot metatl at all. If all kelim you can move, and what does it mean by kli shemlach l'isr? Meaning a person can move a l'tzor kufa yim l'kaimon, except for one thing, chesaron kis, says the Mechava, why? Since you're makbid not to do any tashmish with it. Says the Mishnah Berurah, what's the loimor? Since a person makbid not to do any tashmish, the chesas have shen over here, therefore he's makbid not to do any tiltel in the kitzetas. That means the way how the Mishmur explained the Mechaber, the sibah that's causing it is you do not want to do any tashmish with it. Mela says, Mishnah Berurah, the person in Mekatzer Das, not to metaltal it. What's the example? It says the Mechaber three cases, either a sakon shel shchito, a sakon shel mino, a case of a korin shel besomim, anything like that is nichna category of chesaron kis. Says the Mishnah Berurah, lav dafka these cases, any case a person makbid, not to mishtamash with it. If you put upon the tiltal over here, like he says, a blank piece of paper, which may be the olden days, the Yishlodim Bezman is there, is Nichon the Gedder, explains the Bialocha the Gedder is, Makbid, Miachle Mokum, is Chesaron Kis. Now, who defines Chesaron Kis? The Mishmur quotes from Magarvom, if he is Makbid, it goes after the Baal, does not go after the Moin Am, depends upon the Baal, if he is Makbid, Chesaron Kis, if he personally is not Makbid, again, others might be, not Nichon the Gedder, Chesaron Kis. Now, what's the halacha specifically in this case? It says the mechaber is also even the total for tzar kufay emma kaimai. Look at the base Yosef. That's a toisa in the Rosh Hashitah. La fuke the akud of the Mordechai, who says it's mutl tzar kufay emma kaimai.
You have to have the equal bottom also.
So we point out there's a very chos among the pious community. The Gemara itself has different lashainas. Sounds like no, it's only a simin and not the makbid main is over here. That means we might take shmat and yachar and mokum does not make it into being chesaron kis. We'll get to other cases. Now, what does it mean l'tzor kufay? The way the Mishmur over here explains it means that you want to use the chayfetz. That means we spoke about among the Yishanim and Paiskim. L'tzor kufay means the mitzvah of the person or mitzvah of the chayfetz. Mishmur defines l'tzor kufay means mitzvah of the chayfetz. Shabbai says Ramah. Let's say a person has this nadin, basically a sheath that holds a bunch of knives inside. So the luck is, if one of those knives is chesaron kis, it cannot be metaltal it. Explains to the Mishnah Berurah and the Magarvam what the chiddush over here is. That you might think so you have a bunch of knives inside. Let's say you have 10 knives. 9 of them are not makbid. And one of them is a sakon shel shchito. You might think the fact they put them all together in one bag is sure you're not makbid. Kamash one, no, there's no raya. Since you're makbid a sakon shel shchito, therefore there is akpod over here. The loch is simply on this nad that a person can be metautal, because the sugi of bosel will start learning tomorrow, the bosel is leheter, and therefore you can be metautal unless the second shal shkita is more choshim than the get the sugi of bosel, this overrides the heter. The loch over here is that when a person in general carries a bosel, that's the is leheter, the heter is more choshim, the loch is you have to menar, you have to shake off the iser. Therefore, it says the Mishnah over here also, you have to shake off the sakin of shkita or mila. We'll get to that, but the Shemalot Sugya Bosses. Bachloikis Poiskim. Now, it says over here, you have to menar. They point out, it sounds like this against the Beis Yosef. Beis Yosef sounds like a person cannot, has no dinam near on a sarkis. My Mishnah is very clear that says there's a heter and there's a dinam near on sarkis. Now, the Ramos says, further, that lav dafka any kli that you have to use, but even kli that's miyuchu eschayu, if you makbet upon it, nichon the get up sarkis. Explains in Magavam and the Mishnah Berurah, it means since you're not going to touch it, because it's a case of you're phrasing it when you mishtamish with it, but let's say a situation that you're not makbet, you do not care. Even though it's miyuchu eschayu, eschayu is not the din, eschayu is usually the catalyst to make a kapado. If the catalyst is not here to make a kapado, it won't be a case of sarkis. Now the Magavam when he brings down the halacha, it sounds like he puts on the idea of expensive, how expensive it is into account. My son, the chinuch grapple is the fact that it's very expensive. Is it really chsarkis? Or no, that's just the way or the simit that caused it to be chsarkis. That means the grass understands the words of the Magavam, meaning this what usually caused it is not muchav, something expensive, that it is chsarkis. Sifa is the case when you have a very heavy kli over here. It says in Machaber, no matter how big, how heavy it is, the case over here is, even though you're not going to move it, circle so it's a kli, therefore as a get of kli shemach letter, and you're allowed to move it. Explains with Shmuel and Magavram, whether it's a big beam, whether it's a big rack over here, circle so close to the Rambam, there is a kli over here. Therefore, based upon the Gemara, even if it takes numerous people to carry it, at the end of the day it's a kli, it's not nichon the getter of mukso. However, says Mishmuel and Sivkon Ches, but let's say you have this big break front over here, and you're very nervous to metalkle it, because it might have a case of hesed, you might knock it over, it might break. Therefore, it comes along and says, nichol the get of chasaron kis. That means we pointed out, the get to the sugya of chasaron kis, does it apply to kli shemlach leheter? So numerous places seem like it only applies to kli shemlach leheter, and not heter. That means, for example, you have a silver buffer you'll never take out only once a year when a chasher person comes. Still, so the place can, since you take it out once in a while, even when the chasher person is not here, it's not nichol the get of chasaron kis. Unless it's a case that a person will never be metatl at all. Like this break front, even though you're opening and closing it, it's kli heter, this is you won't metatl at all, even though it's a kli heter, can't be nichol the get of chasaron kis. Next sugya, Sif Gimel, is the idea of kli shemalach the iser. Now, what defines a malach the iser? So first off, with the Mishmur and the Magavam, if it's miyuchud for iser, it's nichol the get of kli shemalach the iser. But it says the Mishmur, even if rave times nichol the get of iser, he quotes the Prima Gadol, Mapi the Rashba, case of Gedero. It's also Nichol the Get of Iser. Explains to be Halacha, Bishlam, that's a case with the Iker, a case of Iser, Iser. Again, rave times. Sometimes you do for Heter, like a pot, Iker, Iser, and sometimes a case of Heter, therefore the Halacha is Nichol the Kli Shemach, the Iser. But let's say a Kli that's made for Iser and Heter evenly. Again, rave times, you might use it for Iser, but it's made for both. Then says the Mishnah Berurah, why the rules of a person may be katsa das? At the end of the day, his made for is and for heter. Now they pointed out the words of the Mishnah Berurah, Manolam and katsa das. You spoke at a chakir, what's the side of kli shemalach l'iser? Is the side of gezeres tiltul? Or is the side of haktsa mokso? They point out from the Mishnah Berurah over here, we see over here the side is haktsa. And therefore, built upon this, says the Mishnah Berurah, since it made for iser and heter evenly, I can't believe times it's for iser. One rule should be muktzah v'tzarachin. Now, when it says kli shemalach l'iser, explains the Mishnah Berurah from the Pirkei Avot, even in the case of iser drabon, Sefkos Sefer has the same halacha. Now, this din, says the Mechaber, is betzim as machlokes in the sugyas, what the halacha is by kli shemalach l'iser. Is it like a Yehuda says, osa tzarach gufay from the koymai? Is it like Rabo and Abaye, it's only mutter l'tzarach gufay, not mekoymai? The mice are repassing like Rovo and Rav, that's mutter l'tzarach gufay and mekoymai. The definition of Tzarek Gufoy, the Mechaber gives an example, the person wants to crack his nut, he has a, does not have a nutcracker with him, he has a hammer, Lochid, you'll take a hammer that's Kli Shemach L'Iser and crack a nut. Tzarek Mekoymah, the example is, you have a hammer on the bench, you want to sit down on the bench, you take it with a hammer and sit in the smokin. Tamil Mishabur Sakon Yabait, it says a Chiddush Lalocho, and says one of you saying this heter for a kufa in the koilai is dafka when you do not have a kli heter. That means, for example, you have in front of you a hammer and you have a nutcracker and you want to crack nuts. It's sticky to use a hammer, but might you have a nutcracker in front of you. It says the Mishabur, if you have a kli heter in front of you, you have no right to use a kli isser. As Makar explains in the Sharitin, Sivkot and Yigimel, it's based upon the Sugya of Bar Beloza by the case of Maklis. That means you had a case where Pesach came out on Shabbos, on Moshe Shabbos, Erev Pesach is on Shabbos, and the question was, how do the Koran Pesach? During the week, a person will stand next to his friend, put Maklis, sticks one shoulder to the other shoulder, hang the animal, and then skin the animal. Here's a case of Shabbos. Therefore, you have a question to go use these maklis. Maklis says the Rashi and the Mishnah Berurah is kli shumlach leheter. Let me clear this: kli shumlach leheter. However, since you have an option to put your hand one top of your friend's hand, a shoulder, and the other hand on your friend's shoulder, and hang the animal from your hands, therefore, since you have a choice of a kli heter or no kli, says the Gemara, it's better to use a case of no kli. Rav Lozer. Building upon that, says the Mishnah Berurah, kol shkein, you have a choice of a kli isser versus a kli heter. Use the case of a kli heter over a kli isser. There again, the same Mishnah Berurah comes out. We cannot use a kli isser, so a guf mekoymi, unless a person does not have a kli heter in front of him. The halacha goes on further that shoots are guf mekoymi is motor. Have mecham letzel is usser. Definition of mecham letzel means usually it's going to break the sun over here. And the case over here of Geneva will not have the heter. However, says the Mishnah Berurah, we do have two Eterim. Will it come up before Eterim to move something Mecham Letzel? Number one, he says, you can move it Mecham Letzel Ayidei Goyim. It's a klal that comes out that the Ger to Goyim will allow to do whatever Yisrael cannot do, one level of Goy can do. That means number one, a Kli Shumach L'Isser, Mecham Letzel is also, except number one, Ayidei Goyim, one Eitzel. You don't have a Goy, come to the next Mishnah Berurah, he gives you a second Eitzel. He said it to a Romo. That means even though your ikir shtab kavona is for saving it, that means let's say, for example, the hammer is in outside on a chair in the sun, and you want to say the hammer should not get ruined by the sun, or no one should come along to go steal it. I'm going to have das now to sit on a chair and sit down in the sun for a good 10 minutes over here. The loch is, I got my ikir kavona to save the hammer, but since I'm also doing a tzarech mekoymi, the loch is, I'm not going to do that, I got my kavona to be ikir v'isr and save the hammer. So we have a second eitzel what to go do, Mecham Letzel, a case of a Romo. We'll get to a third eitzel, so if hey, a kick of a tenek. We'll get to a fourth eitzel, a tiltu begufay. Those are four ways of saving something Mecham Letzel. Now, this halach over here comes from the Mechaber, and he says the words are, to Mishtamish, that's of Romo, to Mishtamish over here, Ben Ashmoshes, the Meis Halach is also K'moy Ner Doylik. Now, the words are a little bit confusing, what does it mean over here? So, explains the Mishnah Berurah and the Mor Avraham, means not the case of a ham you use by the Shmashas. A bad that halacha is you can use it on Shabbos or Kufayim Mekoymai. Halacha over here is the situation with the nearest Dalek by the Shmashas, then you have a signal of Migdash Katsoy, and therefore, as Migdash Katsoy, you cannot use it on Shabbos over here. Now, coming to Mechaber, it means on the halacha of a person has Mux in his hand, what to go do with it. That means the sugya we did not focus on yet, but we'll get back to a different time. But what it says over here on the page, that a person picked up the hammer to crack nuts. Now the hammer is in his hand. It says the mechaber can put it wherever you want. Now you have to realize that there are going to be four cases over here for the mishabu and the mechaber. The case of kli shumlach l'isser, that you picked up a heter, number one. A kli shumlach l'isser, you picked up a isser. You forgot. You did not know a hammer is muksel. The case of muksel machmas gufoy, they picked up a heter, and muksa machmas gufoy, they picked up a isser. What comes out from the halacha, first the mechaber says a kli shumlach l'isser, you picked up a heter. That means you picked up a hammer to crack a nut. The halacha is clear, the rash, but toises, we paskin, put it wherever you want. That's not a question. But let's say a kli shumlach l'isser, you picked up a isser, you forgot you picked up a hammer, the hammer's in your hand, can you put it wherever you want? That is the machlokes, mogavim versus the goyim. Mogavon was saying, once you picked up a gam b'isser, but it's a klisha mach l'isser, put it wherever you want. Masha inking the goyin v'chei mash maran, if you picked up b'isser, you have to drop it right away. There's another case, muksa mach maskufoy. Coming to Mishmur, it says, achoin mechriyu, when the kimti have picked up b'isser or b'heter, the loch is you have to drop it. It's a rock, you have to drop it. Again, we'll get back to all the theories of the Mishmur, but here he says you have to drop it, but the Sharetzini does bring down that the Among Arvom is Mekel by case of Chesaron Kis. By Chesaron Kis. Again, what? Yeah, he's not Mechalik. Not Mechalik. The Shitos, I could be. Now, the Avon goes on further and says this halacha of Muxis, Dakin, Isser of Tiltol. Now the Moin Am says over, you cannot touch Muxa. If other person is allowed to touch Muxa, if you have a Menorah in the Beis HaKnesses, or you have a Tanner, the Thin Lord's lit over here, the Maisi is allowed to go touch it. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, he has Machlokes, what does that mean exactly? It means that those who want Taino, the din of touching is mutter, Dafka, when it's not let Sarecha Isser. There, for example, a person, let's say he has an egg, there's little on Shabbos, he wants to protect it with a cup and put it over it, make sure not touch the egg, could do let Sarecha Dover Isser. At Sarashani, Mishmur goes on further, means that the Cholkim against this Taza Magarom, that if they say the Lach is Yilat touch Mukser, even let Sarecha Dover Isser. Except Dafka by an egg not to touch it, what happens? You touch it, it ends up rolling, it'll move a little bit over here. Over here, Mishmur has Machlikis, is a heter touch Mukser, Sarecha Dover Isser. Mice will get a look on Simon Shin Yud, he paskins Lukulo against the Tazim of Avram, that Sarecha Dover Isser, Mice will not touch Mukser. Now instead of over here touching a tanner, explains the Mishmur, does not mean a tanner that's Mukhubber, it's not to move, it means the case of a tanner that's even this, a tanner that's been even tautal, with lit a fire inside of it, it's Mukser, still he'll not touch it. The more it does end off, the loch is, let's say you have an object that's atop of muksa, and when you pick it up, now the muksa is going to come and move, so you're moving muksa clearly. Since the loch is a tiltum and a tzad, the tzarek tov a heter, they have a person allowed to pick up an object and make the muksa move. The more it ends off for the loch, that the idea of blowing muksa, that means you have a bug on top of you, you want to blow it off, a bad that's mutter, it's tiltum and tzad, therefore the mind says, not shmei tiltum, it's mutter. Building upon this idea of tiltum and tzad, the tiltum begufoy, that's when we'll have to get to the sugya and simon shini and aleph sivches, two different sugyas, tiltum and tzad, tiltum begufoy. But coming to the Mishmur and says, a person wants to be tattled something with his foot. The halacha is that the mice is mutter, loish may tiltum. Therefore, again, you have something that you're afraid of a hefsid, something to the sun, that is isim, it's a cham letzel, says the Mishmur, a person has the right to be tattled begufoy, meaning kicking with his foot, it's not a sugya hefsid. Now, he said over here specifically hefsid. We're going to assume the sugya and simon shini and aleph. Yesh lodem is that dafko or lav dafko. That means this past shuas, my 6-month-old son, together with my 7-month-old granddaughter, they're playing together with a box they turned over, a whole box of toys. I see on the floor all these dangerous things. Some toys are fine. I see there were pens there, money there. So what do I go do with it? I want to either start clearing cool come to go save them or the objects. To save them, it tilted my side, started over a heter. But actually, yeah, I kicked it with your foot, any muxlam ice and motor. And therefore, I kicked away half the toys, and the other half I left to play with for the next half hour. But the mice, you have to, when you want to move any muxlam, that eats it, do till the begufay. The next level is sifdal the klish shemalach toy leheter. It comes out over here that even though by kli iser it's also mecham letzel, but kli heter is motor in a case that's the serves the kli of case of mecham letzel. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, what defines a kli shumach toy leheter? He says, even kli shumach leheter uli iser, evenly, still has a get of heter. You know why? Says the Mishnah Berurah, gel shitosa, you're not maksadas. The sugya of ksa applies by the kelim kli iser kli heter, you're not maksadas. Therefore, says the Mishnah Berurah, a person has a pot over here that made to cook food inside. So in the time it has water or perish or things inside, or tafel inside, then the loch is, it's a tafel to the food inside, as a get of kli heter. Otherwise, it has nothing inside, it's nifl again of kli iser. If so, on Shabbos, when a person empties out of his pot, empties out of his chulent, his food, he has on the counter a pot, how do you move it? Coming to be a lochni iser's question, how do you move a pot? He says that itza moving it is because it's nifl a sugar of graf shari, we'll have to get to learn the kalm of here. Now, it's graf shari, if a person can't move it. They point out, he did not say there's an itza, a heter, it's not Shabbos stick, it's not nice. She says that only an eight cents out of sugar graf shuri. Now, their pots might be graf shuri. You have to know what our pots are. Is that true? Is that graf shuri or not? Now, Machaba says, this aloha kli heter, kibu mecham letzel, have a shloi letzer klal, the ram mashito, you cannot move at all. Now, building upon this, says the Taz and Mishnah Berurah, but let's say you do not need it now, but you need it a couple hours later on Shabbos. Is not nichol get of shloi letzer klal, or nichol get of tzarech? Says the Mishnah Berurah, you can move it now for later. And the Chodim point out that even though it's saying a klish shemach leheter, but it'll be the same you study by klish shemach to isin l'tzar guf mekaymoy, says the Chodashani. And the Uri here disagrees, it's not what the Chodashani says. But I think that's what Chodesh Ani does say. And that the halacha is you allow move things even for later on to get to the Kalisha Malakta Le'Isser. Now the Mechaber takes it a step further and says, after Klisha Malakta Heter, Shloi Tzar Klal L'Maisa is also, however, negate to Kisra Kodesh for Eichlin, the halacha is even Shloi Tzar Klal, calling the Ram Shita L'Maisa Tz Motor. Now what defines Kisra Kodesh? The words of the Mechaber sounds like a sefer. Coming with Shabu and the Makar Vom said, Lav Dafka means any book you let it read on Shabbos, you let it move Shloi Tzarich. Now, what defines reading things on Shabbos? We'll have to learn Simon Shin Zayin, Sif Tez Zayin, if Ami or the Meshbacha or those things you're allowed to read on Shabbos, that's a separate sugya over here. Now, Kamal Meshbun discusses what's the loch in the gate to Megillah, essentially the Pim Gurim and Eli Rabo, and but as we look them up, they're discussing a specific case when a Purim is Chal on Shabbos, when they're calling Shlaim Purim Meshulash. Since we have the loch on Purim Meshulash, we do not read the Megillah on Shabbos, Al Shema Yevrenu Del Amos on Shabbos. Therefore, the question is that Megillah Muksa on Shabbos instead of Shema Yevrenu or not? That's the machlokes over here. Mishmur goes on further and says, true, we have no heter moving Klisha Malakta Heter, read Tzar Klal. He's Mekel. Now, the Mishmur says that even though Klisha Malakta Heter, read Tzar Klal is also, he starts clarifying, what about things on the table? You have these cups, these plates over here, things that the Dirim Batashmush on Kabbalah Shulchan. Do you say he's nichle get of oichle and kiss like kodesh? You can move for no reason, or you can't. Basically, every single Shabbos sitting by the table, can you play with your fork? Can you play with your cup? Can you play with your plate? It's coming with Shmuel and it quotes the Shulta Gvorm. Nichle gather of the tear matashmish. Nichle get of oichle and kiss like kodesh. Maisi can. It brings down yesh machbim chay mashma be Rambam. They look up the Rambam. They point out it's meforish that way. Boy, they do ask why in the world is Mishmur coming to be Mekel over here. If you read the Stimus HaPoiskim, the Mechaber, the Ramo, the Taz, the Mogavram, the Prima Godim, Meister, they do not bring down this Heter at all, and the Poiskim sound like not like the Mishnah Berurah. The Moinam seems to be lax and Mekel in general, but certainly in this case over here. So therefore they point out Mishmur seems to maybe come to be Yash with Minigal Elam, Yesh Lono Wise going against the Rambam and numerous Rishonim. Now the question again, it's filling, under what category do you put it? The Beis Yosef has the Akdom over here. The Mor brings down Nichle Gedek Klish Shemlach Leheter. Because technically a person is allowed to wear it. Agam Shloim the Mitzvah Al Shmiru Kedoimo. At Tzad HaSheni, the Taz Amar Rav Amar Chavir. They say Maisi not allowed to wear on Shabbos, but it's a Mitzvah. They have a Klish Shemlach Leheter. The way the Mishmur ends off Maskono Mokam Adchak. A person can be Mekel Nichle Gedek Kli Heter, and therefore technically, if a person has Tefillin Mokam Mizoyin, Mishmur comes out, a person can pick it up and move it. Now the Ramah says a case of a shofar cannot be matata only to a gufa mekoymai. Why can shofar is nichle get a klisha malakta in the iser? The reason why it's an iser says the mishmura, it's miyuchav etkiyas, and they have etkiyas. The Ramah says a person cannot do on Shabbos. Now said the Magavram by chatzaitzrus, those who want to say muksa machmas gufay. Have you learned the sugya that's beetz machloikis of Yehuda and of Shimon? We come out according to Shimon. There's no muksa, and therefore it's more to chatzaitzrus also the tzarik gufay and tzarik mekoymai. Mashenke in the case of a lulav. A gam the shaitzim brings down the taz. He wants to say it's nichel neged of a kli. Hashes a lulav is not nichel neged of a kli, and therefore the loch is like any muksa machlas kufoy that cannot be moved even the tzar kufoy and mekoymoy. Sefei is a sugya of kikar tinnik. Also, Bez Hashem, we have to get back to. In the gear to the idea, can you move objects but that is muksa? We're putting a kikar and tinnik on top of it. So coming the mechaber says yesh matirim the rosh shito. They put something on top kikar tinnik. Says the Mishnah Berurah and the Magavram, lab daka kikar tinnik means any klisha malakta leheter to put on top of it, you're allowed to go do that, to go move it. Aloch lemaisa, the Mishnah Berurah brings down, habu shenim say lemaisa ta'aser, it brings down the taz, disagrees, the goyin, the sivas, how it does end off with the graz, hefse mehubo, a personal maisa can be mekel. Hefse mehubo. He does explain, let's analyze it. You have a pot with food inside, it turns into a kliheter. Yet you have a shear with food on top, it's nichel to get a kick of a tinnik. He said, because a pot with food inside, that's a derech. That's the normal thing to go do. Therefore, eichnami is both of the food. Mashiach can get a cheer with it. The food on top, it's not the normal thing. It's not miyuchad for it. It's not made for it. Therefore, it has halacha to get a kick of a tinnik. These are a shell among the achoinim. You have a pan on your counter. It's not grav shui. You want to move it. Can you put food inside? Oh, now it's a tough one. Go move it. Can I now put apples inside? And now move it. But no, because it's not toffle. Just come to go move it over here, and bet them the pot's not made to hold apples. the pot's made to cook. Shigal Das question among our choinim, can a person now put a food to make into a tofel or not? But if the kimdis han apply it. Mice again, it comes out, moving a klishim lach isser mecham letzel, you have to realize we have four heterim. We have the heter of kikur tinnik, we have the heter over here, which only we have semuba, we have a heter of aromo, we have a heter of ayde goy, and we have a heter, what? Tilta megufoy. Those are the four heterim. Next to Gish, Shiva Kalim is nine of the next, I think, 11 Sifim over here. Sifov, Bashiva Kli, the Ma'amokman, the mission of Kukhov Dal and Bez, the mission over there says, the Machlik, Yehuda versus Chomim, when something breaks, does that be Roy Me'im Malacha, meaning any Malacha at all, or Me'im Malachim, similar to the Malacha that was done beforehand? Kamal Muhammad says, any Kli that breaks, whether it's on Shabbos or Erev Shabbos, the Gemara says, not to Mechalik, what's the Chiddush of even on Shabbos? You might think you have a Masugim Mitzan Noilad, that since on Shabbos it was one Kli and Shabbos switches over to another Kli, you might think you have a Bayav Noilad. Kamashmo, you do not have a problem with Noilad. Says the Mechaber, an Isser and a Heter, says number one, if it's Roy Lashum Malacha, Malacha is then Mutl Matatl, like the Chomim. But number two, it's not Roy for any Malacha, that's also Matatl. Explains the Mishabu on each one. What's Mutl Matatl, if before it was a Kli Shumach Laheter, now it's Me'im Malacha, it still has to get a Kli Shumach Laheter. It's mutter, the case of even Macham Letzel. When it breaks and it's also the topic has no shimush, then what's halacha says the halacha? It's also even the tzar gufim mekomei, like every muksa machmas gufay, lafuke, lavosh, apisha, the elirabu, who says not that way. Now, this halacha, says the Primer Godem, is basically not only klish shemach laheter, it's even klish shemach laiser, that breaks on Shabbos, it's roi ma'im halacha, also has halacha, that's mutter tzar gufim mekomei, but not Mechamel itself. Now, coming to the Mishmur says, what's the side over here? You have to realize, you have this object, and right now it's broken. Now, Bethim, it's a rock, but you can use it as a bottle cap, you can cover things with it. So you have this thing that can be a bottle cap, and you have a rock to be a bottle cap. They both look the same way. There's one start off being a Kli, one start off not being a Kli. So it's the Mishmur, that Mish is a Chilik. If it was a Kli, and now it could still be a Kli. The Loch is, it's not losing shame Kli, there is Kli Shemach Leheter. Mashengi was never a Kli, and a Gam you can use as a Baal Kap, since never got the shame Kli, nich the gedder mukta machlas gufoy. Now come and look at the Magavram, the Meshibruah, the bring down the Sugya of Noilad. First of all, comes out to look up this Halacha and Simon Tov Tzadakei. The Ramah holds there is a Sugya of Noilad on Shabbos. The Meshibruah holds there is no Sugya of Noilad on Shabbos. That means you have to realize the Magavram and the Mishmur, they keep saying the Sugya of Noilad, they say that man Diyomo holds the Noilad. Not the Mishmur holds there is no Noilad. That means the whole time Mishmur is saying if there is Noilad, that man Diyomo. Maisa Mishmur holds there is no Noilad. Shabbos only to get the Sugya on Yontif. The evil comes out on Yontif, you have a question that you get your Adjuim. You have a question of your bones that come off from your meat and tell the Sugya of Noilad. On Shabbos, you won't have these issues according to the Mishmur. Now explains the Bialocha first, he brings down the Magavram, his sheet over here, he starts off saying, the man the Omer, the holds the Noel is also, Diva comes out to be the simple Pshan and Sugyo, the Machloikis Chachom in verse of Yehuda, is Me'im Malacha verse Me'im Malachdan, do you hold the Sugyo of Noelad? If you hold the Sugyo of Noelad, it'll come out that Me'im Malacha is also. Diva says the Magavram, that if you hold the Sugyo of Noelad, Me'im Malacha, that means can be done for any other Malacha, except this. Not Me'im Malachdan, the Meis Nichol Negedim of Noelad. However, the Bach, the Taz Marachol here, the El Rabba, Taisha Shabbos, they the Meis disagree, and even Nichol Negedim Me'im Malacha, not Nichol Negedim of Noelad. That's Aleph. Now, Kamal the Mishmur says, however, that's the situation where it broke. But let's say Kamal along the Goy, immediately, according to this Taz, Avad is Nichol Negedim of Noelad. A portion of Nichol Negedim of Noelad. That's not a question over here. Now, coming to the morning, he says that this case over here, when it breaks over here, besides the sugya of when Me'im Malacha, Me'im Malachdan, let's say it's not right for any Malacha, it's Moksumach Meskufoy, but let's say it's going to cause Hezek. Let's say you have shards of glass that's on the floor that has no use. Maisa, since people might be damaged over here, a person has the right to Metaltum to inside the sugya of Hezek. Like we get the Loch and Sefer Kress, they'll have a head over there of Dal Damis. Pachas, Pachman, Alamas, or Carmelis, he will might be even more lachter inside the Sugya Mukso and move it inside the house over here. Now it says to Mishabua, if it's a case of Cheres, not Schusis, a person should not move it. Why? The Hezek is not that much over here. A Gam, if you step upon it, it'll break. The Maestro, we don't really care, it's ready as a broken Kli. something that's broken already, even though it's a psik reisha, there's no issur breaking it even further. However, it says the Mishnah Berurah, like all things, you want to move it begufoy, the lochat simon shnei aleph, kick it with your foot, and you muksa l'maisi la, kick with your foot over here. Siv Zayin is b'mamshu l'suga of shivik kelim and b'moisa l'suga of muksa machmas gufoy. First, starts with the mechaber. We have a case over here of a kli that broke b'chol during the week. Correct the achronim. We already know the sugya is very clear that the thing that breaks is no chiluk, whether it's b'chol or on Shabbos. No difference. So one in the world is mechaber saying the word chol. Different to Rotsim. Where the Beis Yosef, he wants mechadish a chiddush din, that if it broke one kli into numerous pieces, that's me'im loch me'im lachdom. But let's say you have one kli that part of it broke off, that he wants a taino, only if it broke off, you may chol you live a heter inside the sugya of noilad, but broke off on Shabbos, the mice will be altered. The Chodim grapple, where in the world do you make up this new din? Because you have a deacon and a Torah over here, different than one argue the Beis Yosef. The Taz comes along with his own Mahalach over here, Chiddush. He wants Taina and Sif Zayin discussing where the Kli is in the Rishus Rabbim. That means in a place where you can go use the Kli over here, cover a bottle over here, Beseder. But since it's in the Rishus Rabbim, and the only use over here is to connect your shoes over here, and better for that's not Nichol get it being called a Kli, since it's in the Rishus Rabbim, Dafka, if you broke your Mechol, with broken on Shabbos, and you have a bayam, it's on the sugi of muksel. My say roiv achoinim, whether the Darkimoisho or the Bach, Maravam, Mishabua, they do not go not like the Beis Yosef and not like the Taz. They're the third mahalach in the sugi. Why say the word churl? It's not the safer. It's not the safer discussing the locha being zerik l'ashbo. If you zerik l'ashbo, oid yev is muksel on Shabbos, not muksel. So he took the word bechol, it's on the sugi of the safer. Now coming to the Bialoch, and he points out. And we have again the sugya of Noilad. The same machloek as we mentioned before, Mogav Ram and Taz, over here. And he points out, according to Mogav Ram, ni me'im melocho. It's not me'im melocho in the case of a chotzer, then the locho, if sorry, ni me'im melachto. If it's me'im melocho in the chotzer, bayam tzad the sugya of Noilad. That was the Mogav Ram Shito, same one as Sivov. Come on with Bach, Taz, and Eli Rabba and say, no, I disagree with you. However, in the case of a shusri rabbim, when it's me'im melocho, I agree with the sugya of Noilad. Mishmur goes on further and says, but if he is me'im malachdom, everything with ma'isa is not noilad. Halacha l'ma'isa, Mishmur holds, nothing to do with noilad. We learned Tav Tzadikai, there's no noilad in the sugya on Shabbos. Come on, Mechabal Halacha, and he says that to take this kli that broke over here that can cover another kli, even a place where it's not motzi to have objects over there. That means, lav daf in the case of a chotzer, even a shusri rabim. However, he threw into the garbage ba'oid yoyim. In that situation, it's bottled being a case of a kli, therefore it's muksa. Explains the Mishmur that two yasaydis over here. Number one, the yasayd over here is that you have a shiva kli that has no use in a place where it is, but in other places it has a use. Nichol geder of kli. And number two, when you throw muksa into the garbage, the halacha is ba'oid yoyim, it's called a geder muksa, even though it has use, but once in the garbage, it's nichol geder muksa. Now we throw things in the garbage. Come along, the Mishmur has defines the definition. What does it mean zarek la'ashpo? So first he says that even though this thing you threw in the garbage is right for ani, but it says it's owned by an usher, something that's muksa the usher, it's going to be muksa ani, which Be'ez Hashem will get back to the end of the siman, explain what exactly that means, all the categories and situations. A second thing says the bi'alacha, that even though over here it's still ready for me'im lacha, but once you throw it out in the garbage, ma'isa is muksa. That means he says you take a shirt, that's a good shirt, you throw it out in the garbage, that ma'isa is a kli, bottle died to eat the whole autumn. But this is a shiva kli, a garment's ready, me'im lacha or me'im lacha, does not make a difference. You throw it in the garbage, the ma'isa is muksa. Now, Be'er Lacha points out the words of the Shulchan Aruch, the Gemara is throwing it into the ashpa. Let's say you throw it out of your house, also, a lot of snich in the ghetto, muksa, and that's a derech. He declares, what happens if you throw it behind the door? That means practically in our house, person lies and he throws it into the garbage can in your house. Avaz nechle geder muksa, you don't need to throw it into the street or behind the door. Where the place is made for garbage, that's nechle geder being some of its garbage. Says the Bialoch, but let's say you're masopik when a person threw it out on Erev Shabbos on Shabbos, because on Shabbos, the maisa will not be muksa, Erev Shabbos is muksa. If he says, yesh lokal v'ayim kiveger, he does speak out, and this halacha dafka when you find it in the garbage. But let's say a person found it in Ushas Yaman or Kamel's banana garbage, a vadi can be mekel. It says, before that way, the Rover found it in Ushas Yaman. It says, why? Bet me a svek svekel. Number one, maybe the case over here was not thrown out. And maybe it broke today, it did not break yesterday. It's have these two reasons, the Maaseh be Mekel. We mentioned then, you have to dam to have a sugya dov shishlo matirim, but slach shito, how it works out, mitzvah of kiregir, and this be alocho. The Maaseh will come down, practically mitzvah of sugya shiva kelim. That's when we have different levels over here. If you have a clear broke, it's not right for any malocho, avadet smokso. It's right for malocho, and the derech is to throw it out, to get to the sugya machat, the sugya of sandal shnifsak, also nichle geta being mokso. If it's roi from locha, it's not the derech to throw out, and you did not throw it out, then it's not mokso. If it's roi from meim locha, and you did not throw it out, and you did throw it out, it depends when you threw it out. Threw it out on Erev Shabbos, there's no butler daitor, therefore it's mokso. You throw it out on Shabbos, lemaisa, then it's not mokso. What comes out in the get the suga of neilad, if it's roi meim locha, rishoyna, avada, it's not neilad. Or if a broken Erev Shabbos, avada, it's not neilad. It broke on Shabbos and is only roim ma'im malacha. That's machlokes taz magavam. What the locha is, ma'isa. We hold there's no neilad on Shabbos. Says the Mishnah Berurah. Therefore, won't be any problem in front of the sugya of neilad. Coming down the mechaber is mamshuch a second locha. Basically, the idea of muksa machmas gufoi. Yeah, this cheres that broke off is not roim for any malacha at all. It's like a rock over here. It's like a stone over here. Even though, and. It's really, just like a rock and stone is really to cover a kli. But since Be'etzim is not a kli, it's also explains Ramah, therefore what's halacha, it's also to move even to our gufoy or makoymoy. Now explains the Mishnah, what is the chalik between a shiva kli and a rock? He says, because a shiva kli came from a kli, therefore the halacha is, if it's really to be covered a kli, it's not mukso. Mashaykein, a rock that did not come from a kli, a kamat is really to cover a kli, nichle geta of a not being a kli, and therefore it is mukso. Says the Mishabrua Magavam, not Davka, a case of Iraq, even a Shish Shabazel, even a case of a Tavlo, we might have the gears of Tevel, or any piece of wood over here, is Nichol together, that as long as you're not Miyachid it, you do not do an act to it, is Nichol the category of Muxamach Laskufoy, unless you Miyachid it, do an act to it, that's a Lochan Sevchav, Sevchavalis, Sevchabez, then be Nichol together of a Kli. That means to pick up a piece of wood and to jam it into your key or at the peg into the ground or anything like that, the Maaseh Muksa on Shabbos cannot be done. However, says the Taz, we have a heter through a case of a guy, the person can be tautal Muksa. Now the question is, what exactly does the Taz mean? Mavucha among the Achrayim. To take one way how the pre-Gonim stands, that we said before, and by Klisha Malakla Isser, we said that for Yid Osa Mecham Letzel, but Goy is Mutta Mecham Letzel. The get the Muksa Mach Meskufoy, at least how we pass him, maybe that's Pshan the Taz. We always go down one level. That means Muksa Machmas Gufoy is Osa Mecham Letzel and Tzar Gufoy Mekaymoy. By Goy will be Mata Tzar Gufoy Mekaymoy. That means if the Goy wants to go use it, or the Goy wants to go Metalto for you, Goy is called Tilti Metzad, for you Tzar Gufoy, your Tzar Mekaymoy, but Maisa then it's Mutter. That means the Goy can do Gufoy Mekaymoy, but not Mecham Letzel. Now, what defines the Kli? Kamlo Magavram, he has two cases. One is called the case of a Psilo, a wick. Now, there are different cases you can have a psilo. If the wick is shalom, avad it's a kli. Says the Mishmur, even if it's used a little bit, but let's say you lift it up. Example, in Hanukkah, numerous people they do, they use a wick, they light it one night. The next night, they use the same wick, they just lift it up and light it again. So even though it was used a little bit, but since you can use it again, you can get a kli. But let's say you have a wick that you're not going to use all over again. That means, let's say this is Motzei Shabbos, you want to take out the wick and put in another candle to light candles for Yontif. The loch is that wick that's burnt up, mice is mukso. Now, they have a heter of taking out mitzvah sugya oichel nefesh on yontif, might be another svara. But mitzvah sugya shaboy, but etzim, that wick that's used inside, you're near, the mice is mukso on Shabbos. I said, if you're not, you can't use it. You don't. I just said, if you can't do it, or the derech is, let's say, the floating works, no one uses it. And the floating works, you can't take them out, mitzvah. The derech lizard, one of the setter. That's one case. The second case, says the Magavram Mishnah Berurah, is Nelshel Shaiva, your wax candles over here. Says the Mishnah Berurah, it's a Kli, but Kli Shemak L'Isser. Says the Moin Am makes a mistake, and they think you can move this wax candle, Tzadis to give a Hefzid, Tzadis giving it to Goy. Maisa Toinheim, they're making a mistake over here. The whole Heter of Tzarkuf Mekoymei is only Litzarach Yisrael. That means no Heter Litzarach Goy, and the only one to come Litzarach Mekoymei. Otherwise, there's no Heter. And therefore, they cannot either give it to Goy or to Mitzad Mecham L'Tzel. He does, and then also, certainly according to the Yavits over here, there's no heter because he holds every wax candle in different category of muksa machmas gufoy. It's not chaziv any achila, not chaziv ishtamshus. They point out what we call the sugya of klishu malakal iser, there's no ishtamshus of heter, klal, what we call category 2 or sug bet over here, where this mishbrua of a wax candle is that category. What comes out from mishbrua, and that's the mogavram, this wax candle, this psilo, has no other use, yet the mishbrua is calling it klishu malakal iser. Klishu malakal iser. Agam of kiveger and the chaznish, and the chashulchum in machman category 2, kamat mafurish, the mice of mishbrua is being makal. Agami Enzo for the Yavitz, for the Yavitz is just throwing in, that's according to the Moin Am, that's certainly making a mistake. Void, we saw away the Shayat Sin, the Simon Rei Shayin Tess, he says, I paskin, like the Mag Avram, that wax candle is a Kalisha Malakta the Isser. That means it comes out, according to the Mishbur, the category 2 of the Maises should be Mutter. Agam Nimusforum, come along, the Malakta, some other reason, a Chosh Shulachumra. The next Sugya, Dalsa Kalim, Dalsa Bayis, basically you have a clear that the door comes off from it. So it comes out, we have a mission that says that when it came off, whether it came off on Erev Shabbos, came off on Shabbos, it says in Gemara, the loch in the gate, dalsa bayis, he can't move it, mash enkin, dalsa karko. The reason why dalsa bayis, he can, why dalsa karko, he cannot, is not enum in the muchon. Now it says, the makabal loch maiso, a person has his clear over here, that the door came off, again, very clear, whether it's on Erev Shabbos, on Shabbos, not make a difference. The loch is, the door, lemaisi, allowed to move. The word of Gemara is a muchan agav of avihen. Once the box can be moved, the door itself, the maise, can move. Now, it sounds like over here, the chiddush is, even though it happened on Yimei Chol, I mean, the question is, what's more of a chiddush, Yimei Chol or Erev Shabbos? They point out, negate to doors, it's worse than Erev Shabbos. Negate the sugya shiva kelim, it's worse on Shabbos. Therefore, the chiddush negate to neilad, shiva kelim, is even on Shabbos, we're not mechalik. Loch negate to dasa kelim, the chiddush is even on Erev Shabbos also won't be machalik. But each time we're stretching a different point over here, but both of them at the end of the day were not machalik, whether it's on Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. Now, coming to when it says that this door that fell off, he says the chiddush, even though this door has no other use on Shabbos, and you cannot connect on Shabbos, besides the Issa connecting it, still it's not mukso. The classic way that I couldn't point out is, let's say a button fell off your jacket on Shabbos, the button has no use on Shabbos, can you metaltle it? It comes out according to the Mishabruo, that's called the Prima Godim, Luchur Yikami Matatal. Agam the Shavuos, I borrowed my father's Sefer's Mishabruo, and the button fell out of the Mishabruo. I'm looking at it right now on the floor, and I'm learning Mamash's Sugya. I'm like, my father, is he planning to reattach it? I don't think so. I don't think he knows it's Mishabruo. Not sure what to go do with it. So because I left it on the floor. But I gave it to you after Yontif, because they left it there. They didn't sweep the floor on Yontif. I gave it back to you. Now, you still, oh, you have it still. What do you plan to do with it? Why is it there for? You have no idea. Fine. The other thing is, Nichol get an agavim, if he has no idea why it's there for, where it's coming from, what's the point? But otherwise, if you know and you plan to connect it, then it won't be muksan. Otherwise, you have to leave it on the floor. Now, this halacha says the Mishmur is very clear, it's only my das sakli, mash enkin das abayis, or negate the windows over here. The halacha is that since it has no ishtamshus, or even though ksidakli, this is not made for a person to carry place from one place to another, only to the schaber, therefore it's nichle get a muksa, whether it happened Erev Shabbos or Shabbos. Meaning the Mishmur is very clear, he went like the Malach, the Rambam. Explains in the Bialocho, there are two sheets, the Rashi and the Rambam. Rashi Yisoid is Lemaisen, when it's disconnected, the Dalsa Karka, it's not a Kli. Mishabuah says when Dalsa Bais is not connected, it is a Kli, except it's not Mukhan V'Total. Therefore, the Mishabuah says the Maisen is a Kli, this is not Mukhan V'Total, has the Gedda Mukhsim Machmas Kufoy. Therefore, you see the Mishabuah went this way, Science of Yud and Science of Yutes. Three times, he went like the Rambam Shito against Rashi, that's Nichli Gedda V'Kli, and still Mukhsim Machmas Kufoy over here, because not Mukhan V'Total. Now, it says the Mishmur brings down Magavram. Let's say he had a kli that broke on Shabbos, was a case of a kli of chesor and kiss. Now, when it broke on Shabbos, it's ois chesor and kiss, you're not makb anymore, it's broken over here, you don't care anymore. So, they come along the Mishmur and says, since when entered Shabbos, Benesh Moshes, it was Migi Disketzoi, we have a klal ending with Muksa Benesh Moshes, Muksa Lekulu Yoimai. Again, Mishmur is calling the Magavram, looks up at the Magavram inside, he's saying from a different form, it's on the Sugya Dalsa Abayis, but at the end of the day, the Maisa, it's Muksa. Siftas is when you have these doors that you want to take off and put back on. When can a person go do that? It says in Machaber, if it's a door in the gate to Kli, the loch is you can take it off, but to put it back, you cannot go do. It says the Mishabur, why can't you take it off? Because it ain't been a Vestir B'Kalim. why can a person not put it back on? Because you might put it back with Yisaidis and Mesvarim. And what's the problem with that? So, by now everyone should know with Lilith Sugya Boyna, Lilith Shitosai, that come with the Tazi, Seven Tazi Sugya, Maka Patris, Athrashi Shita the Sugya, Mashenke, the Mogarom, quotes the Rif of the Rambam, which has a Sugya Binyan, Kudunga Maisa Uman over here, Nichali in the ghetto of Binyan over here. That's the get the case of Dalsis of Kalim. The get the Dalsis of Lush or Tarnagol. The loch is a person cannot take it off or put it back on. Why Nichali get him Mukhubla Karka, and therefore the side of Binyan Mysterio like Karko. Now, this lul over here, we have a first halacha comes out that since anything in Mechubla Karka is get of Karka, therefore your windows, unless you want to take them out or someone took them out, what category does it have? It says the Mishmur Magavram has a get of Karka and therefore is Isser Bin Mistir Deraiso. If it is Isser or Bin Mistir Deraiso, says the Mishmur Apidataz, the loch is even through a goy, if you want Shwasim, not Shwasim, you cannot take them out. As once by my house, I was having a simcha. And the guy, he mamash took my door off the hinges to make more space in the house. And I see this door, like, what happened? The guy just took it right off. And then the question, what are you going to do with it after the meal? Like, you got to leave it there. Can't just put it back. I don't know who asked the guy to take it off. But I had a door, my door for the rest of Shabbos left wide open. It was not physically attached because you can't do anything with it. He took it, picked up, right off and put it on the side. Now, the question over here is, Betzim, Siftes versus Sifyud. Siftes, in the case of Lusha Tanagol, the law says you cannot take the door off. Maisa, a case in Sifyud, we have a kli that's Mechubel Karko, has the get of a keli. With get of a keli, there you can't take off the covering. What is the difference? Mishmua, Tutuotsim, Taisa Shabbos, the Pirogonim. First time he wants a Taino, the case of the lul was not it was made as a kli, then attached. The lul was created on top of the ground. That means the lul is, let's say, a gate. You will put the gate around this area, and you create it on top of the ground. Mashenke in the loch in Sifyud, we have this kli that you physically attach, you created the kli, and attach it with cement. Second teretz, the Prima Gordon, which Chanish says it's the Iker teretz, depends how you connect to the cover. If you stamp put it on top, that's a loch in Sifyud, you can take it off. Be connected with hinges, that's part of the karka, the person who might say cannot take it off. Sifyud is a case of something that covers the karka, something that covers the kalim. We have two different cases over here. First, to get to covering karka, we have three cases. Either you have a hole in the ground, you want to cover the karka, or you have a bar of a dos. The way Mishmur explains, a bar is something inside the ground. A dos is something sticking out a little bit above the ground. Or you have a case over here of a kli fully, that you put it inside the ground, the gamri, that got covered fully over here. All three cases have the get of kisa karka. If it has a get of kisa karka, the loch is, it needs a base achizo to show that's a kli. Otherwise, a person cannot be metatal this covering over here. Now, come to the Mishnah Berurah and says in this halacha that the getter of being mesakin in the getu, even if mesakin the maisel, should be the wrong area over here, the getter sugya of, even if you mesakin the maisel will not work, because at the end of the day it looks like a chelk of the karak over here, and if you have bayam into the sugya of boin of a saiser, you take it off, it's a saiser, put back on, nichle the getter of boin over here. Now, when you have this lid that came off, let's say, in Erev Shabbos, that's Kisa the Karko, are you allowed to be metatal or not? It may be total. Come with the Mishnah Berurah, Magarom, the Bialocha, they say even it comes off, it's also the total. Explains the Bialocha, Be'etzem, it depends upon Rashi, and Rashi and the Rambam. When I said in Siftes, according to Rashi, a Dalsa Karka came off, why can you not move it? Because it's not a Kli. But this Be'etzem is a Kli. So if it comes off, you can't be metatal it. And therefore, all the loch where you came off the kisa of the karko, loch you can't be metatal. Me, Mishibu, I want to be chosh to the Rambam, Shita, I want to pass like the Rambam. He says, no, you cannot be metatal. Why? Because according to the Rambam, since the Eimel Eschaber has to get a muktzah machmas kuva, therefore, it cannot be metatal. So it comes out a second nafkamino, and so if you'd, when the kisa of the karko comes off, can be metatal or not? According to Rashi, you can. Mishibu, pass like the Rambam, the maestro, that person cannot go do that. The gate to kisa kalim, different cases. Either you have a kli that's not mechuber, or a second case which where it's a kli that's made that's mechuber betit. The loch is even though it has no base achizel, but since it's mesaknum, nichle the getter of a kli, you can take it off and put it back on. Now the getter of a tiknum, we had a machlokes in Siman Shinya Gimel Sif Aleph, brought down over here by the Bialocho. What the definition is? Rashi says it has to be kli b'mokum acher. Rabbeinu Tam says, even if it's just a kli over here, the Maaseh, they point out, the Mechab over here is sosim like the Rabbeinu Tam. And therefore the Mishmur says, over there, but Mokum HaTzarchin, can we make a Mok like the Rabbeinu Tam? Again, this Kisa Kli has no other Shtamshus. Now, this case over here, that's, it's not be Mechubar, says the Mishmur, that's here. If it's connected with the hinge over here, that's past the Loch and Tiftas, the Loch is then the person cannot take it off. And but negates the sugar of Bunyan Slicer if it's only covered on top, and it's Makulul Milo, this clear over here. Then we take it off, not necessarily get a Bunyan Slicer. Now, where is this Beis Achizel? And the words of Husha Saknam says the Mishabru of Husha Saknam is going back in the case of Kisa Kalim and not going back on when a case of Karko, when you have a Beis Achizel over there. Says the Goin, because if you have a Beis Achizel, there already is a ticket in the Kli. We point out the words of the Goin over here, it sounds like, where is this Beis Achizel? Beis Achizel is built into the Kli. That means, again, you look at these manhole covers in the street over here, people are showing me that there are different holes how to pick it up. There's some on the side, there's some inside the manhole covers. But if it only had holes on the side, then according to the sounds like this, Bialoch and the Goin, clearly, it's not necessarily get a Beis Achizel. Beis Achizel has to be built into the Kli itself. David the Goin says, it has to be built into the Kli itself. They would not even use to talk to him. Beis Achizel was ready, was misakin over here. Now this halacha, they were saying you have to make it the Kli, says Mishmur, but let's say you already used it before Shabbos, or if you miyachid it before Shabbos, then the halacha will get back to halacha and Sivchav, that's the derech. That itself, the ma'isel will be enough. Sif Yudal of the sugya of a machat, we have three different cases over here. Either you have a complete needle, or you have a needle that broke, or a needle that's being on the process of being made over here. We have different halachas. The Gemara Lechura has a steers what to go do. What comes out when it's a new machat on the assembly line, we have a chiddush of zimnun nimloch alayu, therefore will not be muksa. Mash Enkin was a machat that was completed then broke, we nechal get a muksa. Therefore, the Machab has these three cases over here. Number one, you have a regular machat, that means a complete needle that has a hole on top, has a pointy at the end area. The halacha is that even though it's miyuchud v'tfio, therefore it's kalishum lakhtal iser. However, it's mutter zar guf mekaymai. Therefore, to use on Shabbos to take out a kites, take out a thorn, the mice is mutter. Says the Mishnah, lav dafka, take out zar gufoi, even zar mekaymai. You have a needle on the bench over here, you want to sit down over here, you can also take it away. You want to move it, so not be mask anyone that may buy it. You want to move it. Now, the question is, when you take out this thorn over here, let's say you know dam will come out. Do you have a heter, or you say, and if it's covered, the secretion, mokum tzala gozer. Yes, Machlokes will be the Magarvom versus the Chaim Moshe. The Chaim Moshe wants to be Mekel versus Magarvom. Again, we'll look at Simon Shinchav Ches. The Mishmur seems to be Sosom L'chumro. You have to make sure it's not a sick ratio to take out Dam. Now, when you have this needle over here that either broke and lost either the hole on top or lost the pointy area over here, the mice said it's Mukso. Now, the question is, what is it Mukso for? If it has just a pointy area, we'll see the last case, the Seifo. Zimnim Nimlachalayu has a use over here, it's not mukso. Here also, you have just a pointy area, says the Mechaber, broken is mukso. Why is it mukso? So he says a very important insight over here that Shiva Kalim is, and that a person that has Me'im Malacho, Me'im Malachim is not enough if it's Derech Lizrik. Since you have a needle that's Derech Lizrik, the Loch is mukso mach mesgufoy, a gami did not throw it out yet. A very important insight, but Shiva Kalim that's Roy from Malacho. But he did not throw it out, but Derek throw it out is Muksamach Meskufoy. He said, if you miyachid Erev Shabbos, a lot that's not Muksa, it's Klisha Mach Lehetter. If you're not miyachid, the Maisa Nichol Negeda of Derek Lizrak, and therefore it's Muksa. Even in the case of Muksa, if you want to move it, Mitzal Sugim Hezek, a lot that's Halochan Sivov and Sifid Ches, the Ramon and the Mechaber, a lot that person can move it. The last case is also Kiddush, we have this new needle, the Maisa Be'etzim is not finished yet. It has the pointy area, but it has no hole on top, so it cannot be used as a needle to sew things up. It's on the assembly line. It's not finished. You might think it's Muksa Machmas Gufoy, Kamash Mul Nigamoro, since sometimes you change your mind and use it as is to take out thorns and leave it as that matziv, therefore, Loch is a Nichol Negeda Klisha Malachtoi that's mutter to use on Shabbos. That means, it comes out that something that's not finished, you change your mind, it could change your mind, it's not Muksa. Now, he says the case over here is when there's the pointy area. The Bialochi declares, well, let's say there is no pointy area, still maybe you can take out the kites. Maybe you can, maybe you can't. He's misopic what the loch over here is. Sif Yud Beis Mamshuk Lesugya Shiva Kalim. You have these machzelos, these mats over here that came apart, got worn out over here. The question is, can you go use it? says the Mechaber, since when you have the mat to cover up the ground, now also you have part of the mat over here that you use to clean up tinuf, any dirt over here. Therefore, it's me'im malacha. The loch is, it's muxtel. Not muxtel, it's a kli. However, if you throw it out on Er Shabbos, like all Shiva Kalim, it's muxtel. That means throw it out on Shabbos won't be muxtel, and Er Shabbos is muxtel. Now these machzelos, where they're broken Er Shabbos on Shabbos, like all Klal Megillah Shiva Kalim, says Mishmur, would not make a difference. Maisa would not be muxtel. Now this alochi lav metatul, even though it's not 3x3, I forget the next simple beer, even machalasel is mutter, because the klish shumlach to the heter. Now let's say a person has a machzelos that's not shiur yurei, that's not worn out, not broken off in pieces over here. You have a good mat you throw into the garbage, that's a klima, a good shirt over here. But the vadi, even if you throw it out on Erev Shabbos, it's not muxtel. Why? But ledata etzi kolodom. That means again, a klish shalom on Erev Shabbos, the mice would not be muxtel. A Shiva Kalim on Erev Shabbos is muxtel. Shiva Kalim on Shabbos, over there, it's also not muxtel. Mamshech, a similar idea. When you have these patches that also got worn out, you have parts of these patches over here. So the look is, if this part of these patches have gimel et spice, al gimel et spice has use, otherwise it's usher. Now, come on, the Bialach says, why say dafka patches, these tloim over here, matloinis, say the case over here, begodim, losh to the Rambam. He said, eflami ochidim el sinokat, with the same exact locha, whether it's shir begodim or shir matloinis, would not make a difference. This less than 3x3 will not be chazi for onion of mukso, otherwise, more than that, be chazi for onion, and therefore will not be mukso. Now, this idea of 3x3 says the Mishnah Berurah, a spice is negate an oni, negate an usher, the shir is 3x3 tvachim. 3x3 tvachim. Now this halacha again is dafkin not throw it out on Erev Shabbos. If you throw it out on Erev Shabbos, like Siv Zayin, like Siv Yud Beis, we might still be muksel. Now what's not muksel? What's halacha? The halacha is that it's mutter like klishim ak laheter. If it is muksel, you threw it out. Then what's halacha? It's also even so guf mekoymai again, like we wrote early in the Bialacha, lafuke the El Rabba Prisho Lavo Shita that Shiva Kalim is mutter so guf mekoymai. Now, come on, the Mechaber brings down the Ravid Shita that says this halacha of 3x3 exploits a daf negayer to a tal shel mitzvah. Tal sugil maguno, you don't want to use it that way. Therefore, come out that all other kalim, any size, the mice all begun, the mice be motor. Now, the reason why that's so, because the to be matter in anything that's less than 3x3, you can use it, kaneach, anything you want. But tal shel mitzvah, tal sugil maguno, less 3x3 will not do. More than 3x3, mice, you can use it for an act that's not maguno. Therefore, the ma'aser will not be muksa. Sif Yedalad, you have this shoe that's top of a shoe tree. Basically, how they used to make shoes in those days, they would have a shoe tree and put the leather around it and shape it and form it that way. That means today our shoe trees that we have at home is not negated to the sugyo. That means my father has these shoe trees over here. Those are avada klishim akhletter. Negated to those shoe trees are klishim akhletter. What comes up from the Mechaber, it says a person has a shoe around the shoe tree over here. The law is you want to take off the shoe tree. Why? To go use the shoe. Tzarech mekoyim over here. The maisetz mutter. I mean, you're taking off the shoe tree. There's klishamach iser, which is mutter. Tzarech mekoyim to use the shoe on Shabbos. Now it says the Taz, the Mishabur, they point out the words of the Shulchan Aruch is a new shoe, not an old shoe. What's the chiddush of a new shoe? That even though it's very tight over here, and therefore the only way for a person to remove the shoe from the shoe tree is taking the shoe tree, the muksa thing itself, and take it out. The mice is still a smutter. But even the loch is by an old shoe, with the same loch, whether it's roughly, whether it's hodak, will not make a difference. Now the question is, when it's roughly, therefore what? The taz ends off if it's roughly, and therefore still you have a right to move the shoe tree. You still have a right to move the muksa. Come on, Mr. Bruin brings out El Rabbah, that's mefakfik. Wait, you have an option over here. You can move the shoe tree, or you can move the shoe. Why in the world move the muksa, we can move the shoe? Therefore, the El Rabbah wants to disagree with the Taz, and said, you Taz want to say you have to move the muksa, you have a right to move the muksa. Says El Rabbah, no, move the shoe over here. End of the Mr. Bruin, the Maisa, Malkam Kosher, you have a right to be Samich on the Taz, and move the shoe tree. Now, we pointed out that in Sif Gimel, we have the Locho, we have Tzarech Gufoy. You have a choice what to go use, the hammer or the nutcracker. You can use the kli isser or the kli heter. The law is you have to use the kli heter over the kli isser. Mishabuav, Sugya Maklis. The question over here is, does that the same machlikis by Tzarech Mekoimai? Is that machlikis taz in the Eli Rab over here? This is the case of Tzarech Mekoimai, because you need the place where the shoe tree is to put your foot inside the shoe. Kamul Vitan says, you want the muksa, kli isa, no problem. Kamul the Eliyab is mefakfik upon it. They point out, wait, Mishmur is very machma mitzar kufoy. So why do you want like the Eliyab? Not just mefakfik. And he ends up even, Magam Kosha, semchanataz. Why be semchanataz for? Mai said, what's the difference between kufoy and sefer kaimoy? Should be the same aloko. So they want to answer the Yeshul Chalik, simply the case in the Sif Yudal over here, by the shoe tree. This case over here, at the end of the day, you can always move the shoe tree. Question is how? Are you moving it tiltul biyadayim, take it out with your hands, the taz? Or tiltul minatzad, when you take off the shoe, you move the shoe tree, but tiltul minatzad. So there, that's a machlokes el rabba versus taz, I'm moving the shoe tree. The question is how to move the shoe tree. Should I move it biyadayim or tiltul minatzad? Taz says, move it biyadayim. The rabba says, do tiltul minatzad. That's the mafakfik component. Kosher says, mishmur besemach upon the taz, do tiltul biyadayim. That's not a raya when tzarech mekoymoy. You know what? I can use this bench, or I can take away this object and sit down over here. If I have two options, what are you going to do? Sit down over here, not over here. That means you have a choice not to move at all. Maybe there's no raya for machlokes taz versus el rabba. Now, the halacha just pointed out that the slight issue of halacha and simon shin gimel, the halacha is to wear a brand new shoe on Shabbos in Rosh Hashanah. Masuli is also, someone say, also in the house is also. You might take it off and carry it in your hand. It's not comfortable to wear it over here. And they were saying, why in the world to take it off the shoe tree from the shoe? If Bayal and Maisi cannot wear the shoe over here. They said there must be, you need a shoe for another reason. You must need to take out the shoe, put your hand in and kill a bug that's there. That's pork nefesh. You might need it to scare somebody, to scare a child. There's a hector over there, at least in those days. Last scared children. So therefore, you're using a shoe mitzvah. And other tzarech over here, the mice and smoter. Sifta Zvov is you have this sandal that the straps broke off. The Gemara brings down a brayso.
That have a 5 minute break.
Maybe we'll stop after Sif Yutes. Now we have this. We have the shoe over here that Kamal Gabiudan says that the inside, if it broke the inside, is Tomei, broke the outside, is Torah. Building upon that, says the Gemara and the Machaber, the Gate Sugya and the Gate Shabbos, if the inside strap of the Maisa broke over here, then the Loch is, it's Mutter to Metaltel. However, if the outside strap broke, it's Asim Metaltel. Explains the Mishnah Berurah, explains the Mabaram, what's he said over here, because when the inside broke, shoe, it's very hard to wear. But since it's not Maguna, it's not a Ganai, the other person will still wear it. Masha Enka, the outside strap, when it broke over here, a person is not going to fix it, because at the end of the day, it still looks not nice, and therefore it's Muksa. And the question is, the Maisa, it has a use as a Mabaram. A person can take this shoe over here and use it to cover Kli over here. Has a use, they can put a bed and lean on top of the shoe. That has Me'im Malacha. So why the world is Muksa? Says again, as explained, the Magar Ram, says the Mishmur, gets Derek to throw it into the garbage. Not the time we see the same story like a Machat, that Shiva Kenel that has Me'im Malach is not enough, and we also case is not Derek to throw it into the garbage. Now this Halacha when they break, again they get to all Shiva Kenel, there's no chil whether broken Erev Shabbos or the case in Shabbos. And the Chonim Mishmur Magar Ram point out, that's the gate to their shoes. I'm not again exactly sure how their shoes looked. I don't understand, but see how the Chonim explaining it. But they get to our shoes, does not make a difference. Ours, the Maisa, is always chaz to wear, no bayah of being nicker or mimukono. And therefore, the sugya is not applying the get to us. If they break the Maisa, they have a use of wear, person can wear them. And the Mechaber says that it's, if it's in the case of carmelis over here, then go tie up a gemi lach, this reed over here, not a bayam tal sugya muksa, because it's a Michael behemo, and they have to masakin. Mashenki the chotzer is nishma there, being protected over there. Therefore, you have no heter. Now, as I point out, everyone here in the Chabur Kamah was asking, let's analyze what the case over here is. If the case with the pnimi broke, it's mutter the metaltel. If the case over here is the chitzeni broke, it's muksa, dark lizard, the garbage. So, why in the world are we having a heter over here to save it? It's not hefted over here. Put the gemi lach over here. Or there could be two ways of answering this question. One is, let's say the derech to throw it out, and everyone throws it out. I personally do not throw it out. I don't want to. That means it'll come out of chiddush over here. The shiva kinle, everyone throws it out, but I don't throw it out. I plan to keep it and use it. Ma'is the nichol get a muksal. A second option I can learn it. But everyone throws it out. What do you mean they throw it out? They'll take it apart to use it as a chop shop for pieces. they're not going to use it as a kli. They'll take it apart in pieces, and they'll save the leather for this, and the string for this, and the heel for this, and use it as pieces. But right now, Be'etzim, it's nothing. They'll use it for something. Maybe for that reason, it's on Hefzani, right, to go save it. Two ways Ulay had to answer the Mishmur of Yesh Logan. Yeah, that's he's saying. That's a side point. The Chiddush over here, he says, that you have a heter of not a Chiddush, the Rashba is question. We point out that Mitan Hefzani, you have a heter of Talta Mukhsa, correct? That's a side point. That's a side point, Chiddush. Yeah. Yeah. Now, again, why this gave me laugh for, it's a Maich Behemoth, it's not Mukhsa. Says the Mishmur to use a case of a chut, a rope. Over here, the Maich says, ulcer. Why can might do an active kesh like yomo? We know the sugar kesh is also. From the gate to the sugar of anivol, anivol have keshu, from the mice it's mutter. However, in a chotze, you won't have the setter, because it's nishma there, and therefore just leave it over there. But let's see the situation that it's a gnai, you're embarrassed. We know we have a head to simish in your bait, and tell the sugar of covered up rias. Sifta zayin is when you have a shirt that's being stuck on top of a beam. Now, this beam over here, betzim, is a rack. And you want to dry your shirt on top of this rack that's muksa machlas kufoy. The loch is you want to take the shirt off its mutter, but take the kona away from it. Muksa machlas kufoy has no heter. But let's say this kona was made to be a kli over here. In that situation, the kli shemachla iser. Therefore, a person has the right to take it away, like the loch of Sifyudalid, instead of the suga of tzarek mekoymoy, therefore will be mutter. Now, the one shot I do ask is once you see a loch in Sif Chaf, okay, we'll stop. Next time we have a bechina tomorrow, we have a.
Is it in Israel?
Flocha.